Anyway, joining us in the studio is Captain Rich Dan and Captain Mark Weggie, better known as Captain Centennial. That's Rich Dan.
I have a superhero action figure to go with me.
Well, that's saying something. I don't have one of those.
It's a good thing they don't make superhero action figures out of Digital Dave and I.
The only problem with having it being a superhero is that if you have a cape, you just don't want to wear it around aircraft.
That's right.
You get ingested like Syndrome in the movie.
Exactly. Incredibly. That's right.
No capes.
No capes. I had an action figure, but all it did was fall over and go to sleep.
Mine actually caught fire once. So, gentlemen, we've had a great celebration this week of the centennial
the art of
naval
aviation.
See that? You botched me all up.
I didn't do a thing.
Let me try it again in my official radio voice. The centennial of naval aviation. What's going on for the rest of the year?
A lot more belly buttons will be flying around.
Yep.
Well, we're about 20 events through our 32 event schedule. We'll be doing things in Reno, Nevada for the air races. We're going to...
You need to take us there because we need to help you out.
I think so. Oceana is going to have a big air show and an AIAA convention. We're going to have some things going on in Patuxent River, Maryland. We have the big Miramar air show, which will probably be another great gathering of our heritage painted airplanes. And then we're also going to have the final show of the season, the Blue Angels Homecoming, which happens second week in November. And then the closing gala in Washington, D.C.
And for all you folks in the Midwest, we've got three shows left in the Midwest. We've got one at Fargo coming up in the middle of August, and then we've got one in Omaha in the second weekend in September, and then the following weekend after that we'll be in Millington, Tennessee.
And I'll be in Millington.
There you go.
And Omaha.
You know, these guys get to chase airplanes all year.
You guys are the lucky ones. You get to play on, you get to hang out on ships. You get to play with airplanes. Life is good for you guys.
It's been a hard week.
I can tell.
Well worth it. Getting up early, staying up late, and doing it again the next day.
Somebody's got to do it.
Standing
it's a tough
around,
job, right?
Standing around, socializing with an adult beverage.
Talking about airplanes.
Talking
oh, my gosh.
About
oh, the horror.
Yes, the horror. And your wife's not here to say, stop talking about airplanes and go clean the garage.
Which is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what can we expect to see on the last day of Oshkosh? The great naval departure?
I think so. I've already seen about three or four of the retro airplanes take off, the HH-60H, which actually I wasn't expecting to come here, the green-painted H-60. The H-57 took off just recently in the T-39, and I can see the Digital Hornet at the throat of ConocoPhillips Plaza right now.
Well, see, that airplane doesn't really take off. It's either flying or not flying. You know, it's digital.
That's right.
It's
that's
just
right.
Boom. Right into flying.
No, it was kind of neat this week, not only being on the radio, we announced the air show a couple of times.
Kay. I like how he got that in there, trying to build our heads again.
Uh-huh, definitely.
Neat being on the radio. Yeah, sure, except for those two jabronis.
Yeah.
But we've been on up there announcing a couple times, and it was a lot of fun.
The air's thin up there. Be careful.
Well, it's about as high as here, so I'm feeling kind of dizzy here.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. I showered. It's really, you'll get over it.
That is a wonderful view up there for sure. And I'm sure that Danny Klisham, Roscoe Morton, and Dave Keim rolled out the red carpet for you guys.
So that's a question. Do you get to choose which airplane you're flying out on?
I'm going to go in a van with Captain Weggie here.
Air Ford.
it's a CC-1.
Yeah, there you go. We're going under the radar. Under the radar.
He's going to take me to Sheboygan.
Wow, that's a tourist destination.
There it is. The picture. Captain Centennial action figure.
Oh, geez, you have to see. No lie. It comes in a little box with a patch and everything. And
that's a shield.
And there's There's no cape.
Keeps away the Air Force.
It is a cape. You can see it. It's
got a cape.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. It does have a cape.
This will be up on eBay by next week.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It'll go for millions, if not tens of dollars.
Right. Exactly.
The soon-to-be unemployed Captain Centennial.
Now, are these aircraft going to be left in the paint schemes, the heritage paint schemes, until the next time they're repainted in perpetuity?
That's the way it'll go. They'll get painted at the next cycle or go to the boneyard that way. Or go to a museum. I've already heard that two aircraft are being tapped for possibly going to museums if they
can
arrange
it. Better there than the boneyard.
Yeah, it's one of the little T-34s at the Marine Corps paint job, and then the EA-6B is they've the Midway Museum has expressed interest in it. Whether or not that happens, we'll have to see, but that'd be neat to see those airplanes stay around.
Yeah, well, the Navy is usually pretty generous when it comes to donating aircraft to museums. There's a lot of Navy aircraft out there.
That explains it. You said museums, and that's why they won't give me one.
Well, we just got to start a museum.
There you go.
I could just see it. The Digital Dave Air Museum.
I like it.
We got half an airplane.
our first airplane is, and only airplane, will be a two-seat F-18.
There you go.
And we prefer the digital one, please. Did you get a chance to look at that paint job up close? It is nothing but square shapes.
No, they're just in the Navy. I don't think they've seen it.
Well, it's full of all kinds of square shapes, and if you stare at it long enough, your eyes start to go goofy.
I just have to laugh because camouflage is going digital in general. What was wrong with the blobs?
I don't know, but, you know, I wrote an article just recently on active camouflage. You ever heard of that?
No.
I know they're pursuing something like that.
That started before World War II, and they put lights on the wings of Avenger torpedo bombers.
Right.
And if Avenger was approaching a ship at without these lights, you could be seen at maybe between 12 and 13 miles, but if you turned these lights on, adjusted them to the ambient light conditions, you could get within 3,000 yards without being seen.
Wow.
They called it Project Yehudi.
What? I love these names.
Yehudi?
Yehudi.
Yehudi?
Yehudi.
Yehudi. That's interesting.
And another one we did in the recent, or not so recent past, is rubber flight decks without landing gear. Airplanes would come in and land with their tail hook without landing gear.
With no wheels.
No
just
wheels.
Just let them slap on the rubber.
Mark, now, you can vouch for them. You saw the pictures.
It gives new meaning to the term bounce hop.
Yeah, no kidding.
I was going to say, nothing like a pancake landing on a trampoline.
The best part was the screeching noise when it hit the rubber and the smoke.
Well, seriously. The funny thing is the airplanes would bounce pretty hard when they hit. So they actually had to make a device to hold the pilot's head stationary so he wouldn't compress his discs.
Ow. I remember.
That's probably why they abandoned that one.
I think so.
The History Channel showed a thing way back, right after World War II, where they were taking, I believe it was de Havilland Vampires, or the Navy equivalent of that, might have been the Venom.
Anyway.
And they were doing exactly that. They were doing gear-up landings on big rubber inner tubes.
And that's this program, as a matter of fact. It was a guy by the name of Eric Brown. And you think of naval aviation, you think of U.S. Navy, and the number of traps, landings on carriers, probably held by an American for the record. And it's not. It's a guy by the name of Captain Eric Brown. They call him Winkle. And he owns the, and will probably never be exceeded, record for traps on an aircraft carrier. He has 2,407 and has flown 483 types of planes, and he's still alive.
Wow. Heck
That's
of a
amazing.
Pilot. I can't
imagine.
I don't
imagine. Know. You just got to wonder where these ideas come from. Were they all sitting around the NCO club having a few? And, hey, I know. Let's put a bunch of tires on the deck and see if we can land without wheels.
Yeah, they just rubberized, made a cushion, kind of a inflatable deck is what they did.
They should use a sleep number bed. That way they could adjust it for the pilot's comfort, you know?
I think a lazy boy, because deep down we're all very lazy. Not really.
Could you see those in the cockpit? Oh.
F-16?
Never fly. Yeah.
F-16 has that, right?
Yeah.
The newest lazy boy ejection seat available now.
Well, see that? If they just talked the EAA into rubberizing that lawn out there.
Oh, dear.
Would have been a different outcome.
Think of all that grass that you wouldn't have to mow anymore. Maybe we ought to get them to rubberize Camp Scholler. There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Well, on that note, I want to thank you gentlemen for joining us, and thank you for bringing that collection of aircraft. That's amazing.
Well, yeah. I'd like to tell you we were pleased to be here. We hope we can come back in force in the future. It's been just a wonderful time, and I hope you enjoyed your Navy here in the Midwest, and I want to turn it over to Mark to say a closing remark, too.
Fly Navy.
All right. That eloquent, works. Concise, right to the point.
To the point.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having us.